in the world.
At that very time, he was a non-alcoholic trustee on the General Service Board of Alcoholics Anonymous. It was the late Dr. Thibault, then, who persuaded me to seek help through AA. I acquired a sponsor and began attending meetings, but continued to drink. Within a few days, I found myself drying out on a drunk farm. While there, I read the Big Book and the Grapevine, and began the slow road back to health and sanity through the recovery program of AA. As the sober days grew into sober months and then into sober years, a new and beautiful life began to emerge from the shambles of my former existence. The relationship between my wife and me was restored to a love and happiness that we had not known even before my alcoholism became acute. She no longer weeps in the night. As our children grew up, I was able to be a father to them when they most needed one. My company advanced me rapidly once my reliability was established again. Regaining my health, I became an avid jogger, sailor, and skier. All these things and many, many more AA gave me. But above all, it taught me how to handle sobriety. I have learned how to relate to people. Before AA, I could never do that comfortably without alcohol. I have learned to deal with disappointments and problems that once would have sent me right to the bottle. I have come to realize that the name of the game is not so much to stop drinking as to stay sober. Alcoholics can stop drinking in many places and many ways, but Alcoholics Anonymous offers us a way to stay sober. God willing, we members of AA may never again